général appelle quand il n'est plus capable de trouver une solution à ses problèmes, quand il ne reste plus aucun espoir. Le capitaine Flamme.
Hello everyone and welcome to the Haitian Podcast. My name is Reggie and this is episode number one of the Haitian Podcast. This show is basically about a Haitian American guy who had a bit of time on his hands and who decided to make a podcast. The intro there, that was Captain Flamme. Captain Flamme was a cartoon that I used to watch way back in Haiti, the French version, and I just realized that Capitaine Flamme, translated, perhaps means flaming captain. So yeah, that was the perfect intro I chose of a show called Flaming Captain. But I assure you that the show was not about a gay Captain Crunch running around slapping everyone. It was pretty intense, and I liked it. And perhaps for the next episodes, I will choose a different intro. But yes. The Haitian Podcast. This podcast is about anything and everything. We will discuss topics such as politics, news, movies, whatever the subject may be, we'll discuss in the Haitian Podcast. And you guys are welcome to leave me messages or comments or reviews. This show is basically bare bones. I don't have the best equipment. And I plan to get the best equipment very soon, but please excuse my voice and bear with me, as our next couple episodes will probably be very crappy. I do not have any podcasting experience. This is my first time doing this. Even this intro, I kind of put my microphone up to my laptop speaker and recorded the intro off YouTube. So this is very bare bones, and hopefully we'll get it going and you guys will enjoy our podcast. I normally will have a co-host with me, Mac, but unfortunately his lazy behind is not with me today. So in the later podcast, he perhaps will be present. So what do we have going on? This week, as we all know, Lindsay Lohan got her sentence, 90 days in jail. I'm not sure exactly what she did to deserve this, but I'm sure it was something bad. So she the last time she saw the judge, she was supposed to go to, I believe, some rehab classes or some alcohol or substance abuse classes that she did not attend. And therefore, she was ordered to go back to court, and the judge just gave her a jail sentence. So she got 90 days, and I'm not sure how much of that time she will serve, but because she's a star, normally a normal person like you and I will get 25% of the sentence time, will serve that amount, but most stars, they only serve about 3% of the time. The average for them is to serve 3% of their sentence, so we'll see what happens, but I did see the recordings from the courtroom, and it was so dramatic. I mean, the girl was crying, and she in fact read a letter to the judge explaining how she did not understand or know what she was supposed to do. I don't get it. I'm sure you're a very busy person, and you probably have 3, 2, 4, 5, 6 assistants helping you get through your day. Even your lawyer, perhaps. How did you not know that not doing what the judge ordered you to do would get you in trouble? I don't understand it. But she sealed her fate, so now she's going to do some jail time. She was going down the wrong path, so hopefully that will scare her straight and she will recover. I do hope she recovers. I was never a big Lindsay Lohan fan. For some reason, she reminds me of a blonde Megan Fox. I don't know why. Maybe I just get them both confused. But yes, Lindsay is a movie. Well, she's an actress. I don't know if I should say movie star. She's an actress. I did catch a few scenes from her movie The Parent Trap. I believe it was a remake. And I also caught the Mean Girls movie that she did, which was okay. But I was never a big Lindsay Lohan fan. So hopefully, and honestly, when she was in the courtroom, I think I would have, and perhaps the judge also would have, a little bit more respect for her if she stood up and read instead of pleading and making excuses on the letter that she read. She should have said, look, I made a mistake. I understand that it was wrong. And hopefully this experience, going to jail, will make me, will shape me up. And I'm sure the judge would perhaps believe that she's telling the truth, and maybe it may not help her out, but maybe that will make the judge go a little lenient on her. But that did not happen, so we will see how many days she will serve. But everyone expects her to pretty much get out early, which I don't know if that's fair. I mean, yes, granted, our jails need to hold more serious criminals, of course, but again, the law is the law. But there's way more issues with our justice system here in the U.S., so we'll see what happens with Lindsay. I'll keep you guys posted, or I'm sure you'll keep yourself posted, because this information will be everywhere in the news and in the media, TMZ, E! News, whatever it is. So good luck to Lindsay. In technology news, we got the iPhone. Well, actually, before I switch subjects, I should kind of maybe, I don't know, shuffle some papers around to make it seem like I have a lot of papers and I'm reading from many papers here. But I do not have papers ahead of me. I just wanted to give a little bit of newsroom feeling. But I have everything written electronically, all the topics that I'm going to discuss. So, yes, we have the iPhone 4. I do want this phone. I want it very badly, but not bad enough where I will go stand in line for many hours in the heat to not get one. And that's what was happening, I believe, last week all over the country. People were just waiting in line trying to get their hands on this phone. And that is insane. What first happened was, I believe the week before last, you were able to pre-order the phone and then go pick it up on the release date. But there were so many people pre-ordering this phone that their system, the whole server system for the pre-order, crashed, and they were not able to place their orders. So they interviewed a few of these people that tried to order their phones, and they said basically their response was, "Well, the server crashed or the system crashed, so I guess I'll go wait in line and not be in the pre-order line," which is insane to me. It's funny, Apple can mess up all they want. They can do all the wrong things, but the people will never get angry at Apple. They just expect it now. It's expected for Apple to mess up. It's expected for their phones not to work properly. Now they have the whole thing going on with, if you hold the phone the wrong way, your signal bars will go down, and even some will experience no signal at all if they hold the phone the wrong way. So many are angry about it. Apple is selling a band, a rubber band, so you can put around the phone, which costs $30. So you're spending about, let's say you're buying the phone with a new contract. I think they go for $200, $300. Tack on a $30 extra dollars on that just to get this band that you're supposed to put around the phone to get the phone to do what it's originally supposed to do. It's insane that they get away with these things, but that's Apple, that's the corporate world, and that's what's happening with them. Hopefully I will get mine next year when I'm eligible, and unless someone just wants to buy me one full price. And no 16 gig, please, 32 gig, I go all the way. But yes, I'll have to wait for next year because my contract, yeah, I can't. Have to wait till it's I'm eligible and I will have one. And it's always good to wait for the second wave or the third wave to come along. Hopefully by that time, many of the issues that they have with the phone. Many of them will be resolved, but we will see what happens with Apple. Other thing that happened, I did catch the, the World Cup is going on right now. World Cup, I'm a big fan, very, very important event. The whole world is watching. I did catch a few of the USA matches. Going every year in the World Cup, every time USA makes it, I'm never too crazy about them. I definitely know they won't make it far. But this year, after watching a few of their games, I was actually behind those guys. I was hoping that they made it very far. And of course, they did. I think that they did. And yeah, you know what? You have to go home sometimes. But yeah, good on you, USA. But for the final, we have the Netherlands and Spain, which I did not think either of those teams would have made it. Normally, it's your Brazils, it's your Argentina, it's your France, Italy or Portugal. But yeah, Netherlands and Spain, Sunday. And I'm so happy that this is happening on a weekend instead of a weekday. I have been hurting. I can't catch my games. The times that they're playing, I'm at work, and I do record them, but I also check my phone all the time to see who won the game. And once I know who wins, it's hard for me to go back and watch the whole thing all over again. I guess I should not check my phone, but I can't. It's just killing me not knowing. So I'm always checking on what's going on. I wish I had a office. If I had a real big office, I'll close the door and just stream all the games live through ESPN. But I'm sure some IT guy would come knocking at my door, saying that I'm sucking up all their server capacity watching all my games. So I have to suffer. But yes, Sunday, I know what I'll be doing. I got to figure out what time it's playing, but we'll see who wins. I think Spain's gonna take it, but who knows what will happen on the World Cup day. So we will see. Good luck. Good luck to both teams. And apart from the World Cup, BET Awards, that happened a few weekends ago. I did not know. I completely forgot about the BET Awards, but that show was just a mess, and I loved it. A lot of the presenters, a lot of them messed up. Things did not go right, but it's okay. It's the BET Awards. I just like how raw and fresh it is. And the biggest thing of that night was Chris Brown. If we all remember, Chris Brown was in the news maybe over a year ago because he assaulted his girlfriend at the time, Rihanna. He assaulted her during the Grammy night, and she had many bruises, and people were in disbelief. There were two camps of that story. There were I believe most of the guys, most of the men were on the Chris Brown camp, and most of the women were on the Rihanna camp. And I believe no matter what a woman does, you should not put your hands on her. But with that said, I don't know if Chris Brown has some type of mental problem or anger against women. But what did your woman do to you for you to just beat her up that badly? Either there was some just aggression that he was harboring. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but it's almost like he snapped that night, and I believe he was biting her and punching her, and the pictures of Rihanna did not look good. So that was the guy camp, and then you had the woman camp that was just, you know, Chris is a brute, and he's evil, and, you know, he's a woman beater. So I did not take, I don't know what happened that night. The results from the, we did see the pictures. Rihanna did look bad, so we know that he laid his hands on her and he apologized for it. But he was definitely forgiven that night. He had to do the Michael Jackson tribute song for Michael Jackson. And before I even begin on that, Jermaine Jackson introduced him. And what is going on with Jermaine Jackson's hair? I don't get it. I think the Jacksons, you know what, to each his own, of course. To each his own, I understand. But is there anyone in the Jackson family that is just basically normal? You got Joe, who's the angry father. He's always beating everyone. I guess maybe the normal one is the mother. I don't remember her name, but the mother, she was just trying to keep the family together. But you got Jermaine, who just has the hair thing. What is up with that hair? What is it? I just want to touch it. It looks like he just put some black tar on the sides of his head, and I don't get it. I don't understand. But yes, Chris Brown, he was on the stage. He was doing Man in the Mirror, and he just started bawling. He probably only sang about less than a third of that song during that whole time he was on stage for that particular song. Yes, he was just crying. He could not get through the song, and they just showed the different shots of the audience, mainly women in the audience, and they were just all crying with him, just saying, and we all knew what was happening. Either he just cut up some onions and on backstage and came on stage right after he got done cutting those onions. I'm not sure what's going on back there, but it's either that or he just got a little bit emotional because of the whole situation. Man in the Mirror, meaning him looking at himself and what he did in the mirror and not liking the person that he became, and the crowd and the music, and I'm sure everything just came together, and he was just very emotional at that moment. I believe E! News was reporting that maybe somebody sprayed pepper spray on his eyes backstage. I don't think I believe that. People are always making, maybe that's just a big rumor. Perhaps it's the truth. I don't know, but I think the guy was very emotional, and I don't know if he's, I'm sure he's sorry now. At first it was basically he's sorry that he got caught, and he's sorry that he did it, but I think now he had a lot of time to think about what happened, and I believe he is truly deeply sorry. So Chris Brown is officially forgiven, and there was one more thing he said during the award. I'm not sure if he got if he won an award, but he got on stage and said, "I let you down before, and I won't let you, and I won't do it again." And I thought that was very powerful, and hopefully he lives up to that. The other piece of the BET Awards was a Patti LaBelle singing a few Prince songs. And it was, I thought she was just great, especially when she kicked off her shoes on stage. That is crazy. That's nuts. And I think Patti LaBelle is just one of the only performers that can do something like that. She earned that. But yeah, she just kicked off her shoes right on the stage. And Prince, he was watching the whole thing, and he was holding back the tears. And I think he was just holding him back so his mascara would not run. But yeah, he was trying to be very strong, and he was watching everyone. And Prince was, he was happy. He was happy with all the performances. So good on the BET Award. And a third thing that happened, the last thing, there was a tribute song that Kirk Franklin and a few other gospel singers, they sang for Haiti, a tribute song to Haiti. And I was very disappointed that I did not see Wyclef part of this whole thing. Wyclef rode the whole Haitian earthquake wave to the Grammys, to every show out there. Also had the big We Are the World or We Are Haiti song going on. He rode that wave till he could not ride it again. And I don't know if Wyclef was promoting Haiti or Wyclef was promoting Wyclef. I'm not sure what was happening. But now, where's Wyclef? I think that would have been a perfect opportunity for him to keep representing Haiti and to keep doing all that he can for the people, raise money, because he's one of the few celebrities that we have. He's one of the few Haitian celebrities, and he's been in the spotlight for the longest time. So, you know, Wyclef, keep on doing it, man. Don't give up. Last time I saw him was in there's a Ritz commercial that's playing now that he was part of, and that was the last time I saw Wyclef. So, Wyclef, you know, keep representing for your people. So we'll see what happens with that. And the movie news. Last movie I just saw was Toy Story 3. Toy Story 3 was a decent movie. I got emotional. I held back the tears, just like Prince. I was holding back the tears. I did not have any mascara on. I don't think I did at the time. But I did hold back the tears. It was a sad movie. It was funny at times, but it was a sad movie, seeing what all these toys have to go through and how, you know, what is the meaning of their lives. The whole thing reminded me of, I'm not sure if you guys remember this, but this movie called The Brave Little Toaster. The Brave Little Toaster was almost like Toy Story. All these appliances that belonged to this kid, somehow they went into this adventure trying to find this kid, trying to find their master. So basically, Toy Story 3 is The Brave Little Toaster, and instead of having appliances, you have toys trying to find their master. But it was a good ending, very emotional, good way to end it all. I think the other movie I think it was still a Pixar movie that had me that emotional was Wall-E. Wall-E was super emotional. I love that movie. I think it's so emotional that I only could watch it once, because when Wall-E kind of technically, why am I getting into Wall-E? Anyways, I don't know if you guys are fans or not, but write me, let me know if you're fans or if you want me to discuss more of that. The other thing that's going on is the Eclipse movie. Now, my significant other did take me to the movies to see we did not see the first Twilight movie at the theaters. We rented that movie, and it was just ridiculous. I think the Twilight movie was one of those movies you probably get wasted, drugs, or I'm sorry, no drugs, alcohol. If you're over 21 or older, get some alcohol in you, pop in some Twilight, and you will find that movie very entertaining. We did go see, is it Eclipse or New Moon? No, New Moon, the second one. We did go see the second one in the theater, and this time I kind of forced her because Jacob was looking pretty hot, and I wanted to see that firsthand on the big screen, and I'm glad that I did. So the second one we did see in the theaters, and the third one, I don't know about this movie. I think I'm just going to wait for we're going to wait for the DVD to come out. It's one of those things where once you see the first one, no matter how ridiculous it is, you just keep on going. I don't know. I just go with it. So what team am I on? I think I'm team Jacob. Edward, I don't know about Edward. I don't know if he's more interested in Bella or if he's more interested in Jacob. I'm not sure what's going on with Edward, but he may be a little light on the loafers, but and Bella is not aware. She's just blinded by her love for him. Edward is more into, Broadway shows and other stuff. Not really into Bella, and Bella's all about Edward. But she should definitely make up her mind of who she wants to see. But they gotta keep the story going, don't they? But yeah, I'm not sure what I'm gonna do about Eclipse. And I'm a big fan of 90s. Action movies, everything from all the Van Damme movies, Kickboxer, and what else they had? Bloodsport, all these Van Damme movies. What Van Damme, the great thing about Van Damme is he could kick your ass, and he'll do it in style. You know, I love it when that was a classic move in those movies where a bad guy, normally a big, bulky, bald bad guy, would get Van Damme or any of the good guys in a bear hug, a face-to-face bear hug. And I'm not sure how a bear hug really hurts, but, I mean, they'll be straining, like, how can I get out of this bear hug? My hands are trapped. My head is free. So let me just headbutt them. So, yeah, that was the scenario for any bear hug from a 90s movie, even a 80s movie. As soon as they get the face-to-face, even the back a front bear hug, like if your bear hug you from behind, the first thing they'll do is like headbutt, but with the back of their head. So Van Damme, what he'll do is, you know, he'll do the headbutt face to face, he'll headbutt you, and normally it'll take a few of them for the bad guy to let go, because of course the bad guy is just way too strong for just one little measly headbutt to take him out. And then as soon as he drops Van Damme, Van Damme won't just get on one knee. He'll do the split, and then he'll split right in front of you and punch you right there in the middle area there, in the twig and berry area. And yeah, that's basically what Van Damme does. He kicks you behind in style. And then he had the famous jump roundhouse kick they always did in slow-mo. That guy was freaking insane. I don't care who you are. Any Van Damme movie you go back and watch, you see, one, how ridiculous it was. Two, how in shape the man was. Yeah, that was one of those things. That dude was super in shape. And three, what else? How just everything, how ridiculous all these movies were. I remember Time Cop, my God. Favorite scene in Time Cop, when the somehow he was fighting in this kitchen or something like that, and water dropped in the kitchen. Oh yeah, and one of the bad guys had a taser and he pointed at him. I don't get why he pointed at Van Damme's feet, but I just remember Van Damme jumping and doing a split on his kitchen counter to avoid getting electrocuted from the taser gun firing into the water that was on the floor. And Van Damme did the split, and he just looked super cool, and the bad guy just got electrocuted because the taser hit the floor and the water, and his shoes were touching the water. And yeah, if he had shoes on, I don't think he would have been electrocuted, but whatever, it's a movie. But that's the crazy thing. These are the crazy things that used to happen during those 80s and 90s movies that I still love. I don't know why. Every once in a while, late night, 2 in the morning, HBO will have Street Fighter with Van Damme or some old, or the Guyver. The other day I caught the Guyver on HBO, and just looking back at it, or Ninja Turtles. Movies are fun, but nothing, no substance. And why did we love those movies? Why did we? And then there was the whole Three Ninjas craze. I think they made, 10 Three Ninjas movies? What was that about? What were we thinking? But we ate up the movies. We ate up those movies. We love them. I still do. I think I watch them because they just take me back to that time when I was younger and growing up and the awkward phase, and you know, you don't understand what's happening and your body is changing, whatever. We all have been through that phase. So that's my passion. And I'll have some more movies to talk about. If you guys like these 90s movies or these 80s movies, I'll have some more to talk about. And TV shows. Most of my TV shows experience was in Haiti. And it consisted of Knight Rider, Miami Vice, MacGyver. Oh, MacGyver. I was big on MacGyver. And what else? There was a show with, I think it was the $6 Million Man. Was it the Stuntman? I think it was called the Stuntman. Basically, he was a stuntman slash detective solving crimes. Used to watch that show. I love the theme song from that show. It was great. And Magnum P.I. Yes, Magnum P.I. Mustache. And it was a Ferrari. It was a Ferrari, right? Not a Corvette. I think it was a Ferrari he drove around. And Higgins. I always had a question about Higgins. I'm like, is he gay? Is he not gay? What's going on with Higgins? Is he in a relationship with Magnum? But Magnum had all those chicks he was, you know, always doing in the episodes. So that was very confusing to me. Oh, and A-Team. A-Team was a great, I don't know. At that time, I thought explosions and plots with guns and deceit, I thought all that was a good recipe to make a good show. But yes, they do have the A-Team movie. I did not see that movie. I don't know why. I definitely got to go check it out before it's out of theaters. Maybe I'll go see it in a dollar movie theater. I don't think it's going to be the best. It's a typical summer movie. I don't think it's going to be the best one, but it was all right. And what's going on with our summer movie season this year? Iron Man 2, so far, I think was the best movie, or supposedly the best movie there is. But apart from that, not too many strong movies this summer movie season. We had Sex and the City. I definitely had to go see this one with the significant other. And I honestly did not want to do it. I am just fed up with this whole carry. I definitely used to watch the episodes. When the episodes were first on HBO, it was the thing to watch. You know, you watched it. I think many men watched it to get the woman's perspective. Even though I wasn't dating then, I was still in high school. Not even, no girls were talking to me. So even though I wasn't dating, I figured maybe, hey, that would help me understand the female mind and how they work. All I figured out was that women liked shoes, shopping, and complained about men, because that's basically what those girls did in these episodes. So the movie, the first one, I was so happy when Mr. Big left her at the altar. I'm like, oh, thank God. You know what? She deserved this. It was just great. It was deliciously evil, as Stewie would say. It was deliciously evil to me. And the second one, what did I like about the second one? I thought Big would freaking dump her when the whole thing between her and Aiden happened. I definitely thought they wouldn't go, they wouldn't be far. But what I hate, they wouldn't. I definitely thought they wouldn't go far. But what I hate about the whole Carrie character is she has it in her mind that this is what a relationship is supposed to be. This is what we're supposed to do. She basically has this cookie cut. When she thinks about a relationship, she puts it in a box. She says, this is what's supposed to happen. That's how it goes, and this and that. And I believe from the first episodes of Sex and the City, that's one of the things that I hated about that character, that she always thought this is how things are supposed to be, and she has to understand that every relationship is different. Some people try to make their relationship look like what it is on TV from a Sandra Bullock movie, but that's not how things go. Every relationship is different. You have to find what works for you. And she was a common denominator. She basically thought something was wrong with everyone else except for her, and she had to. You gotta look inside yourself sometimes and maybe change things a few to get what you want. So that's my thoughts on Sex and the City. I'm sure I'll discuss it more. But yeah, I think it's funny because sometimes my significant other, she'll catch the episodes on TV, on either HBO or on TBS, and I'll tell her exactly. For some reason, I still remember what happens during almost every episode and how it ends, and she's amazed that I know all this information. Other show that I love is The Golden Girls. Golden Girls, funny show. Catch the marathons with her. Is it Hallmark or Oxygen? I'm not sure, but I'll catch the marathons with her. Shows are still funny. Only one left, Betty White, and Betty White is riding the Betty White wave. I think it's slowly ending, but good on her. So I've just been talking about movies for a while now, and I think it's time to end this one episode. We do have a sponsor. Our sponsor right now is Oxygen, because with the help of Oxygen, I'm bringing you this show, and not the channel Oxygen, just regular oxygen that you're breathing, because without oxygen, I wouldn't be able to breathe, and I wouldn't be able to bring you this show. So thank you, Oxygen, and hopefully we'll have more sponsors in the future combined with Oxygen. So we'll see what happens. But thank you for listening. This is the first episode. Again, this is my first time podcasting. No experience at all. I'll try to bring the audience what they want me and my co-host to discuss. I'll have the next episode. I'll definitely have the email address, the website address, and all the other ways that you could reach us. But thank you for listening, and until next time, have a good morning, evening, whatever time you're listening to this. See you later. Actually, before leaving, I wanted to promote a restaurant that I go to all the time. This restaurant is called Puerto Vallarta, and it's a Mexican restaurant located, I've only been to two actually, one in Newington and one in Newington, Connecticut, and the other in Avon, Connecticut. But I have been to many other different Mexican restaurants all over the U.S., well, actually all over the tri-state area, but mainly Puerto Vallarta has been the best. Their food is outstanding. I've taken people there for dinner, many people there for dinner, and it's the best Mexican food that I've ever had. It's the best Mexican food that they said they've ever had. And it's good food, great prices, atmosphere is outstanding when you step inside. You feel like you're in a Mexico for that short period of time that you're there dining. And the food is, again, outstanding. Their dessert, well, the only dessert I get is called deep fried ice cream, and it's the best dessert that I have ever had. I think I can eat it every single day. I get the vanilla deep fried ice cream, and it is awesome. But I definitely want to support these businesses, you know, that are in our local area or in my local area. And if you want to give a shout out to a restaurant or any type of business that you go to, you want to just give them a shout out, send me an email. For the next episode, I'll have everything posted, so you'll be able to send me an email or leave us a message on our website, and you can tell us about it, and we will read your emails or your messages, and we will talk about them on the podcast. So again, thank you for listening, and we will see you next time. Have a good evening, or good day, good afternoon, whatever time it is that you're listening to this podcast. Thank you.